One of the emotional hardships for troops at war is knowing that any of the people around them could die at any moment. Commentator Andrew Kaufman is an Army pilot. He recently returned from Iraq.
You could call it fear, anxiety, adrenaline rush, whatever you want. But when you hear about a comrade being injured or killed, it sends a message through your body that is hard to deal with. Some people feel a wave of nausea. Some just an empty feeling in their gut. I feel a little of both. Fear, anxiety, anger. You really don't know how to react initially. That was the case earlier this year in Mosul, along the banks of the Tigris River. The area is beautiful, if you don't mind the destruction. The history, spectacular. There are mosques, temples, churches, the ruins of Nineveh, it's all here. Nomads and shepherds roam the countryside with their camels, like the Assyrians did thousands of years ago. It makes you wonder what they think down below, as we fly over the Nurgle Gate in our Blackhawks and Kiowa Warrior helicopters. One night, we got word that a patrol boat had flipped in the Tigris. Kiowa helicopter teams moved to the site to search for the soldiers on board. Then, one of the Kiowas struck a set of power lines running across the river. It plunged into the cold, dark Tigris. The wingman didn't get a response from his sister's ship. Then he looked down and saw a rotor blade and part of the fuselage sticking out of the water. I was in the Tactical Operations Center that evening. It's the nerve center of the unit. When the call came in, everyone sprang into action. It was a drill we had rehearsed many times. Still, amid all the activity, there was utter silence for several minutes. We couldn't grasp the reality of what was happening. We developed a search plan from the air to go along with the search by our ground brethren. It was painful. There was no information. As hours turned into days, we still did not know. We were told a local Iraqi had seen them in a house or in a makeshift hospital not far from the crash site. The infantry canvassed all known medical facilities, only to find nothing. Finally, we got word that one of the pilots had been recovered. They needed me to identify the body. I went to the combat support hospital and climbed up into the Stryker medical vehicle that carried the pilot's remains. When I unzipped the bag, I knew right away who it was. It was very painful. I knew him very well. He was a great friend, an excellent pilot, and a wonderful father and husband. But the reality is that he looked peaceful, and I know he had died trying to save another. I pulled off his medallion and one of his dog tags and gave them to his troop commander. It was heartbreaking. We continued to search from the air for the other pilot. We flew up and down the Tigris River. Ground infantry units continued their search as well. Several more days, and another call to identify more remains. At least now we knew their fates, and it ended the pain of not knowing. It's hard in a combat zone, far away from loved ones and friends, but in these situations you bond with your troopers and peers in a way that no one can describe unless they've been there. It was hard coming home, too, and leaving so many good friends back there in Iraq. Our troops are still being killed and injured in the line of duty. The members of our task force are a family. Those of us who are home continue to have memorial services for our family members killed in Iraq. They cry, and we cry. It's okay. We all share the grief.
Commentator Andrew Kaufman is an Army major who served with the 3rd Squadron of the 17th Cavalry in Iraq. He's currently with the 10th Aviation Brigade at Fort Drum, New York.